Distorted View Daily proudly presents Mr. T treating his mama right.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. But remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Wednesday, November 14th, 2007, coming up on the program today. First, lead in children's toys, now dried cum in their hair bands. Thank you, China. Plus, dead man in a cat door and sleep raping. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Mother, there is no other. Like mother. What a tragic career move that was. When was Mr. T ever cool, right? Because he was very popular in the 80s. That's when the A-Team was, but it appears that's when this little rap was recorded too. If I was a little kid and saw Mr. T rapping about how he loves his mother, I'd think he's a pussy. I wouldn't take him seriously on the A-Team at all. Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons had more street cred than Mr. T did. I can't think of anything whiter than him. Aside from maybe me.
Silver spoons together. You are together.
We're gonna find our way.
You and I
together. We're gonna find our way.
You and I
together. Voice of an angel. Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you. At the top of the program, of course, I've got some audio. After doing the show for several years now, what have you guys learned is my favorite thing in the world? That's right, people suffering, specifically the sounds of people suffering. One of my favorite examples of great human suffering audio is the grape-stomping lady. You remember her, of course.
Oh, stop!
Stomping grapes.
Oh,
she fell over.
Oh, stop.
Raised platform or something.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh.
Stop.
Can't catch her breath. Ribs broken. Oh, it's hilarious. And apparently the noise she makes happens to everyone who falls down, because I've got another example here. These are two idiots. They set up a ladder. One of the guys climbs up on the very top of the ladder, and the other kid runs into the ladder, and the kid comes flying off, lands on his stomach, and makes the sound.
Big boys? Ready? Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, fuck it!
Sounds very similar. There's a few extra fucks in this example, but...
Oh, fuck it!
Are you okay?
I love how the guy who ran into the ladder and caused this kid so much pain then asks him, dude, are you okay? Of course not.
Oh, fuck it!
Dude, are you okay? How did this happen? I climbed up to the top of the ladder and you pushed me down. I can't believe you don't remember that. It happened like 2 seconds ago. Oh.
Oh, fuck!
Ow, stop, oh,
oh, fuck it, he sounds just like the gay fisting porn guy.
Fuck. Wait a minute.
What's the difference?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The fisting porn guy sounds a lot like the Tourette's guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait.
Oh, I love this guy. I don't know if I ever played this part of it for you. No, kind of.
Rest.
Well, I guess while I'm playing porn clips, I might as well introduce you to Octocock. It's part of a genre of porn I don't understand. It's like science fiction porn. It's like that same sort of porno, if you guys have seen, where the pterodactyl is fucking a girl. I would say this is along those same lines. This guy has 8 penises, and the girl is trying to suck them all off at once.
Yeah!
You like octocock cocks?
Yeah!
Who?
That sounds cool. Oh my God.
Suck on octocock's cocks.
Who gets off to this type of porn?
You missed cock number 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize they were numbered.
Suck those cocks. Yes. Make octocock come. I'm coming. I'm coming.
That seems like a lot of work. Trying to get all 8 penises to come at once. His junk looks like a bagpipe. And you guys know how hard it is to master that instrument. I do love the fact that this woman seems genuinely shocked when all 8 penises begin to ejaculate.
Come here. I'm coming. Oh yeah.
That a girl. You did good, honey. She's a master cocksmith. I've got one more piece of audio that I wanted to share with you. It's from Japan, which means it's either going to involve shit or squids today. Depending on how you look at it, it's the lesser of the evils. This woman is going to be fucked by an octopus, but first, the guy who's holding the octopus is going to slap the bitch around a bit with a couple of his tentacles or whatever. So let's listen to some Japanese octopus porn. Right now, he's slapping her across the face with the octopus. Very nice. Oh, it just sounds so slimy. That's right, cry. Alright, so now the man is totally out of the picture, and we've got 2 little Asian girls fucking each other with octopus tentacles. Just listen to how slimy and disgusting it sounds. And his hair in the background. Ah. And bitch is like running a marathon or something. Oh, it just sounds so gross. The visuals are like 10 times worse. And finally, all right. The way I understand what's going on here is that the part of the octopus is in her cunt, and they're using a vibrator on it now, which just seems like overkill, almost. Sounds like they're electrocuting the octopus. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed-up news right now.
a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the DVR archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast, and so much more. This weekend we'll be doing an exclusive show, and some old Tell Me shows will be popping up, and we'll be doing a video cast. So sign up now. $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today comes from China. That's right, thanks to our slanty-eyed friends to the east. Ching chong, racism. If you're a parent of a toddler, it's time to be checking your princess for cum encrusted in their hair. Used condoms are being recycled into hair bands in southern China, threatening to spread sexually transmitted diseases they were originally meant to prevent. In the latest example of potentially harmful Chinese-made products, rubber hair bands have been found in local markets in beauty salons. According to the China Daily newspaper, quote, these cheap and colorful rubber bands and hair ties sell well, threatening the health of local people. Despite being recycled, the hair bands could still contain bacteria and viruses. Okay, right now they're just being sold in China. You know what that means. America is still an untapped market. Freaks, send me your used condoms. We're going to make a fortune. You might want to double envelope those. I'd hate to lose the condoms because some cum seeped through and broke open the envelope. How great would that be? A nation full of children with, like, genital warts and AIDS. If I were a terrorist, that would be my angle. I'm not gonna go through the fucking trouble of stealing a couple planes. No, no. Me and a couple friends are gonna jizz in little children's faces. Please don't isolate that audio. I'm trying to run for president here.
Tim Henson says he's for America. So what's his idea of children's healthcare?
Me and a couple friends are gonna jizz in little children's faces.
Jizz in little children's faces.
Jizz in little children's faces.
So this November, vote Barack Obama. He won't jizz in your child's face.
Fucking Obama, he's playing dirty. People could be infected with AIDS, genital warts, or other diseases if they hold the rubber bands or string in their mouth while waving their hair into buns, said a local dermatologist who would only give his surname Dong. A bag of 10 of the recycled bands sell for just 3 cents, much cheaper than the others on the market, accounting for their popularity. A government official was quoted as saying recycling condoms was illegal. China's manufacturing industry has been repeatedly tarnished this year by a string of scandals involving shoddy or dangerous goods made for both domestic and foreign markets. In response, it launched a public relations blitz this summer, aimed at playing up efforts to strengthen monitoring systems. I'm not sure how effective that monitoring system is if children are wearing AIDS-infected headbands. Might want to retool that system a bit, China.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless
Asian. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, smoke on.
Authorities in Florida launched an investigation into what they call one of the strangest accidents they've ever seen. Fantastic. I'm interested. Investigators said 32-year-old Charles Tucker Jr. was using the cat door early Saturday morning as a way to get back into his girlfriend's St. Augustine home after she kicked him out. Deputies said several hours after Tucker's girlfriend told him to leave, she found him stuck in the cat door. Well, not just stuck in the cat door. Dead in the cat door. Quote, maybe at 3 a.m. my older brother called me and told me he was crying, that she had called him and she found him dead in the door, said Tucker's friend Will Elliott. Elliott lives down the street from the home where Tucker was found dead. He's a big guy. I don't even know how he could fit through there, Elliott said. Fat people. They rarely can understand how huge and disgusting they truly are. His friend went on, they said he had one arm through there and his head was caught in there like he was to reach up and unlock the door because there's no way he could fit through there. Tucker's girlfriend called 911 when she found the 32-year-old stuck, but when officers showed up 4 minutes later, he was already dead. Officers said it was not the first encounter they had with Tucker that weekend. They said on Friday they found him slumped over the wheel of his car. The cause of Tucker's death has not been released. Officers were awaiting autopsy results before releasing the information. The door in which Tucker got stuck had been removed and put out with the trash on Monday. Quote, maybe he just passed out because there was no sign of struggle or anything. She would have heard him. She was in the house. I'm surprised she didn't hear him, because he was trying to say hello to her. I have the audio right here.
Hi, folks! Fat Man here again!
Yes, we finally figured out what happened to Fat Man. He got stuck in a cat door and died. I think for him, that's an entirely fitting way to go. Final story we have for you today. I've got some potentially good news for all of my rapist listeners. Which is a shockingly high percentage of my total listenership. Yes, sleepwalking could be considered consenting to sex. A lawyer for the man accused of raping a University of Cincinnati student says the encounter could have been consensual because the woman has a history of sleepwalking. Dexter Ford, 52, was charged with raping the 23-year-old piece of ass early Thursday morning near Interstate 71 in Cincinnati. Ford's lawyer, Jeff Adams, said prosecutors told him the woman takes prescription medication and has a sleepwalking condition, a fact that will likely be the core part of Ford's defense. That's the core component to your defense? How much did you pay this lawyer? Because even if she was sleepwalking, unless she stumbled cunt first onto your penis, I don't understand how you could make the argument that this was consensual. Although, if this guy wins the case, you better believe I'll be laying down on my back, naked on an uneven sidewalk, just hoping for a bitch in high heels to come stumbling through. Let my penis break your fall. Quote, it goes to consent, he said. How is he to know she is sleepwalking? If it's a dream yes or a real yes? Adams has not stated if Ford spoke to the woman and whether she consented to sex. Messages seeking comment were left with Adams on Saturday. Two passing motorists reported seeing Ford on top of a woman near a White Castle restaurant. Classy. I hope they were out on a date. White Castle. When police arrived, the woman was still asleep. According to police reports, she was taken to University Hospital for treatment. Hamilton County Municipal Judge Fannin Rucker said, nice name, said he also was told the victim sleepwalked through the encounter. Rucker set bond for $500,000 and ordered Ford to be tested for sexually transmitted diseases. Ford told police he is HIV positive.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
T-cells. During the past 15 years, Ford, who is currently homeless, has served time in the Hamilton County Jail and state prisons on charges including aggravated arson, breaking and entering, possession of illegal drug paraphernalia, and theft and trespassing.
Oh, fuck it.
So this dude who took you to White Castle, he's homeless, has been in jail a variety of times for a laundry list of offenses, and is HIV positive. Well, I think we found yourself a dream date, quite frankly. Finishing up with the story here, sleep medicines such as Lunesta and Ambien have been reported to cause sleepwalking in patients, said Dr. James Knepler, who specializes in sleep disorders at the University of Cincinnati. Sleepwalkers typically look like they're in a daze and may not respond to outside stimuli, like a cock in your vagina. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Sam, it's Eli. I would just like to say,
Jiggoo!
Yeah, if you make that a t-shirt, I would totally buy it. I think it would
I want to.
Like, G-I-G-O-O.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how I spell it. Jiggoo. Yeah, I'm going to try to find a good t-shirt printer. I want to go with a real company, not like Cafe Press.
Hey, Timothy.
Nice quality product.
The Card Killer.
The Card Killer,
remember,
yes.
Everybody should definitely join.
I remember you. Because you killed a tard.
I'm catching up on some shows. I've been on the road. But I'm calling you about the guy who jerked off without touching his cock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's an extreme talent to be able to do that.
You're telling me, brother.
It's thinking off. To be able to jerk off and come without touching your own penile. basically, it's thinking off. You just think about it enough and you finally come. Just so you know that it's
working
shot,
off.
But I can't do it. I've tried a lot. Also, I've been a Sideshow member for about 8 months now,
yeah.
And I still hear you talk about certain things that you're not familiar with, noises and whatnot. And I was thinking if you needed to have a tribute show or something like that that has all of those noises that you use, Jiggoo, I came my face off so hard, things
chicken
like
nuggets,
that, just
yeah.
Like all of them in one show. So people who haven't been listening very long can catch up on all the sounds and noises I know what the fuck you're talking about all the time.
Yeah.
I know sometimes I get a little bit confused, but that's because I fuck too many retards. So, all right.
Oh, you're the retard fucker, not the retard killer. Okay, there's two different listeners.
Hey, Tim, now that you're back in Columbus, could you check on some old friends of yours? Whatever happened to PK and Jay show?
I talked to Paul briefly, just letting him know that I was coming back into town, so I hope to hang out with him soon. So, when I talked to Paul, he said, we should all get together soon. So, I haven't talked to him other than that, but the way I understand it, they're still together. They're just not doing a show right now.
Hey, Tim, it's Adam from North Carolina. Love the show. Just call and see if you'd ever checked out Two Girls, One Cup.
People stop with that. Of course I've checked it out. That's nothing compared to some of the stuff we've played on the show before.
Hey, Tim, it's Kevin from Milan.
And it is actually really disgusting. I will tell you that. Like,
I just wanted to say that I turned
the Shit Sunday delicious
song from a couple of weeks ago into a ringtone.
Oh.
It's the one, Come Drench Hit. Oh, I love that song. Turned into the ringtone. I was at work the other day. Coffee shop, whatever.
Uh-huh.
At one point, a bunch of little plaster-taught girls that are like 14 came in. All of a sudden, my phone rings, and I forgot to turn the ringer off, and it goes, "Come drink, Tits!" And I was like, if only Tim were here, he would be laughing his ass off and singing along. So here's to you, laddie.
Laddie. You're a monster. Let's do a couple more, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Hey, Tim, Michael Carino from Akron. Do you think that if Maury Povich was trying to really help this girl who was afraid of that yellow stuff you put on hamburgers, that he
mustard.
Would have used the Tim Henson-approved word mustard instead of mustard? Maybe that would have kept her from screaming so much.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, if only I could get my hands on her.
Holy shit, Tim, I just had the most intense... You know your fake when moment.
All right, go right ahead, my friend.
So last night, like Sunday night, we were at this theater place.
Okay.
The entertainment center is hella tight usually. But then, like, I saw some guy get shot.
Okay.
And then the guy who shot him ran away and hella loud, and some guy died. I'm like, I almost started laughing too. I was like, oh shit, some nigga just got popped. Black ass. Why the hell shooting people?
What the hell? This guy is stoned or something.
Tim, I miss you. Where are you? Are you dead? Please don't be dead, Tim.
I'm okay. What the hell are you talking
about? And now a quote from I Am America and So Can You by Stephen Colbert.
I picked up that book. It's very funny.
The five S's of childhood. Family, faith, furry friends, and, of course, fear of the elderly.
Absolutely. He has a whole chapter about the elderly in there. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Isn't your God? You like octococks, cocks? He should have called himself Coctopus. That's going to be my character. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We will see you back here tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
That's all, folks!